Hello, Mid-America. This is John Prosper broadcasting from the heartland with your Harvest Minute. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's final tally of the 2014 crop year production showed farmers brought in a record corn and soybean harvest. Fields throughout much of the major producing areas experienced some of the best growing conditions in years, with timely rains and moderate temperatures. The USDA said in reports that producers harvested a record 14.2 billion bushels of corn. That is 3% more than the 2013 crop, which had set the previous record. The average bushel per acre yield was 171, significantly better than the 158 bushels per acre in 2013. The record crop came even though farmers harvested about 5% fewer acres than in that previous year. Soybean production was also a record, coming in at 3.97 billion bushels, up 18% from 2013. Farmers harvested a record 83.1 million acres in 2014, yielding an average of almost 48 bushels per acre. The downside of this bumper crop, besides falling commodity prices, was that many grain terminals and their market outlets were not fully prepared for the increase. Harvest was hindered in many cases by a transportation backlog and local terminals not having the immediate capacity or room to receive it. If grain doesn't make it to market, farmers don't earn an income. Last year's operating costs supported by lenders are in arrears, and future crops are at risk for lack of space and funding. In the Word of God, there is a story of a woman whose husband had died, and creditors had come to take her two sons to serve as bondmen to pay their debt. A prophet of God, who her husband had served, asked her what he could do for her and how much food she had in her house. She replied that there was nothing at all except a jar of olive oil. The prophet then gave her unusual instructions to borrow as many empty vessels from her neighbors as she could get, then come home and pour oil into each container until all of them were full. In faith, that widow woman did exactly what the prophet of God told her to do. She started pouring her small jar of oil into those borrowed containers, and the oil didn't stop flowing until she ran out of vessels. The prophet then said to go sell the oil, make good on her debts, and live on what was left. Her obedience produced a miracle. The lingering question I always had about this miracle is this: how did the oil know when to stop flowing? God certainly had a lot more oil than what was poured out into all those containers. Well, I believe that it stopped because of a simple yet profound spiritual principle, which is this: God can't give us what we can't receive. This principle is why the prophet told the woman to borrow as many vessels as she could, ultimately determining her increase. God didn't run out of oil. The widow ran out of vessels. In 2014, as they emptied grain out of the farmers' grain terminals, it was then that more could be received. More grain poured in as space became available. You know, I have found that in a similar manner, God wants to fill us with good things. But when we don't give Him any room, the oil can't flow, our destiny can't be achieved, and no provision or miracle can be done. We've got to give God a little of something that's in our house to work with. You see, it's not our emptiness, but our fullness that can hinder the outpourings of free grace. Well, you can chew the cud on that for a while. I'm going to check out the new storage capacity locally that's been readied for the 2015 harvest. It's looking like the Heartland may have the third largest yields on record. I'm mighty glad to see that preparations are being made for the coming increase.